This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. And yes, I admit it's been a minute since the last time I published a new episode, but I'm back with you now. In case you didn't know, one of the things that's kind of taken my attention in recent years is the success of my YouTube channel, where I've been uploading morning affirmations and guided meditations and similar types of inspirational spoken word. I've been blown away by the growth of the channel and the global audience that I'm now reaching on a scale that I've really never experienced prior to this as an author, a teacher, speaker, and a coach, and so on. But I still have a passion for the arts. I still engage in them myself on a regular basis, music and acting and improv. And so there will always be a soft spot in my heart for people that are pursuing creative fields. So I am recommitting to posting a little bit more regularly here on the podcast. In fact, I have this idea called Six Questions that I hope to launch soon. It's a concept I've never really heard on another podcast, so I'm eager to share that with you in the very near future. But what you're about to hear is something that I just recorded this morning. I had this idea that I wanted to share. I sat down, hit the record button, and this is what came out. It's all about your perfect path. And you might call it a little bit of tough love, a wake-up call, or maybe a reality check, at least as I see it from my point of view and my decades of experience working and making a living in the arts. And be sure to check out the show notes of this episode for links to some of my books and the other things that I'm up to. I would love to stay involved with you and keep in touch. But enjoy this episode for now. And I hope to talk to you again very soon. So today I want to talk to you about something called your perfect path. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, over the years, whether I was creating YouTube videos that featured guided meditations, morning affirmations, or whether I was publishing books on music marketing or doing workshops for creative people, helping them build careers and build a following, quite often, very often over the years, people would ask, what is the one thing I should be doing? What is the perfect way to pursue this thing so that I don't screw up and I get it right the first time? So they just wanted to know how they should be doing things. And just on my YouTube channel alone, like for years now, as you may know, I've been publishing these affirmation recordings that are wildly popular. So I get a lot of comments being left. And many times people will ask, how should I be doing these? Or if I skip a day, do I have to start all over? Or can I do them while I'm sitting, while I'm driving? They're always asking all these questions about the perfect way. And my response is always, there is no one perfect way. This is good news or bad news, depending on how you want to look at it. I see it as good news myself. You take hundreds of different people or 100 different people who have succeeded in whatever goal they had. Maybe it's to publish a book, to build a music career, or to just establish maybe a meditation practice or a healthy lifestyle. You take these people who have succeeded. They've done it in many different ways based on their personalities, based on their interests, based on their life experiences and who they are. So there is no one way. You have to find your way. But that still begs the question that maybe I haven't answered over the years. Well, how do I even know where to begin? And so this is what I suggest, a little clarification on this finding your perfect path. I do think that there is a lot of merit. Yeah, and actually you should go out and seek out to learn about ways that other people have done it. So that's either from the people themselves who have succeeded in an area that you are aspiring to, through books, through workshops, podcasts, YouTube videos. There's just so much stuff available at our fingertips. You will have no problem finding out the many different options that you have to pursue the thing that you want to do. And so certainly immerse yourself in that. But don't do it from a standpoint of looking for the one perfect way to do it based on what somebody else has done. Think of it instead as maybe you're going into an all-you-can-eat buffet and you've got all these different options set out in front of you, and you want to be aware of all of the options, or many of the options, I should say, and then it's up to you to pick and choose which one you're going to focus on. And so, again, let's say building a music career. I'm just using that as an example. There are so many different paths to success, even as an independent artist, which is the audience that I focus on. And so there's no one way, there's no one website, there's no one technique. So what you should do is just expose yourself to the many ways that artists have succeeded. Turn to the experts, the coaches and the consultants, listen to what they have to say. But as you're examining all these various paths that you could potentially take, ask yourself, how do they make you feel? What gets you excited? Again, it's not about finding the path so you don't make any mistakes, because you're going to make plenty of them. It's what resonates with you. And so maybe make a list of the different things that are lighting you up, and then rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, or how excited are you about that technique or avenue? What do you think you could be consistent doing that on a regular basis? Because it really does come down to developing a new habit, a new behavior that you incorporate into your lives on a regular basis. And then pick one of them or two of them and start doing them and see how it feels. See what kind of results you get. And you're not going to get immediate results, so don't have that "I want a quick fix" mentality. But you'll know as you start to pursue a particular path whether it's resonating with you. Passion alone doesn't mean that it's going to connect with an audience or it's going to work in the long haul. There are many things, many ideas that I had that I pursued that once I started doing it, either I wasn't connecting with people or I lost interest in it because I didn't realize exactly what was going to be involved in doing that thing. So I just sort of pivoted and tried something else. So my entire life has been an experimentation. And I've reached a certain level of success with my YouTube channel. I've had 16 books that I've written and published. And so a lot of people might view me as someone who's kind of figured it out. And yes, in many ways I have. I have figured out what my sweet spot is. I have certain workflows that work for me. But at the same time, I'm also in a constant state of experimentation. And I never know when I put out a new video or a new song, a new book, how it's going to resonate with people. I can't predict exactly at all, really, quite often, how successful it's going to be until I get it out of the world and see what happens. So you have to approach these things with a sense of play, with a sense of experimentation, and get rid of this notion of having to find the one ideal path where you're not going to fail, where it's going to work out perfectly the first time, because that may not exist. I mean, you might luck out and get to a point where, just right out of the gate, something works. There's a beauty in sort of being in that early stages of having a beginner's mind and being ignorant of the rules. And sometimes you'll find early success right out of the gate. But quite often it takes a series of pivots and twists and turns and experimentation until you find out what works for you. So there's a bottom line there is just, yes, find out the many different ways that it can be done. Do some research on how others have done it. And then what resonates with you? Pick one or two of those things. Start down that path, activating those choices. See how it goes, how you feel, how people are reacting to it. And then make adjustments from there. You may continue to do something that's working. That's another philosophy. It sounds super simple, but a lot of people just don't practice it. It's do more of what's working and less of what is not working. Again, allowing for giving something time to take root, not bailing on something too early. But still, I think you'll have a sense, an instinctual knowing of what you should be doing. So that's my advice. That's how to find your perfect path. The key word there being your perfect path, not the perfect path, one size fits all. I hope that helps. Have an amazing day. And if there's a way to comment here, let me know what you think. I would love to know your thoughts. All right, take care. So long for now. Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/heart.